We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tzadi Ches Sif Hei. We have one more little sif left in Tzadi Ches, which is on page 258. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, there is no Mishabura on the sif, but we the Mechaber. Al Yachshov, a person should not think, Rowi hu sheyase HaKadosh Baruch Hu bakashosi kevan shekivanti b'tfilosi. A person shouldn't walk out of davening and say, wow, I had such great kavana during my davening, it's befitting that Hashem should listen to my requests. Ki adarabba, because the opposite is true. Zem maskir avonosa shel adam. When a person is reliant on his prayer, so then that brings to mind his averos. Shal yedekach mefashvishim b'maisav. Lomar batuachu b'zichuyosav. Because that causes Hashem to say, oh, he's so confident in his worthiness of being answered. Let's look into him very carefully. And then it brings forward his averos. Elo, rather, what should a person think? Yachshov sheyase HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasdo. That Hashem should answer his tefillah out of Hashem's great chesed. V'yomar b'libo, and he should say in his heart, Mi ani dal v'nivze, who am I low and nothing, bo levakesh me'es melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm coming to request from the King of Kings from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im lo me'rov chasodov shu misnag bohem imbriyosav. If not for Hashem's great chesed, that he acts towards his creations with tremendous chesed, otherwise, who am I to come in front of Hashem? That is the end of Siman Tzadi Ches, and now we will begin Siman Tzadi Tes on page Kuf Lamed. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shosa Yayin Kidei Revias Al Yispalel Ad Sheyosir Yeno. A person who drank wine, the amount of a revias, should not daven until his wine is removed, till it wears off. The Imshosa Yoser, and if he drank more than a revias, Imhu Yochol Adabir Lefnei HaMelech, if he would be in the state of mind that he could speak before a king, then Im Hispalel Tfiloso Tfila, then if he did daven, his tfila would be a good tefillah. V'im eino yachal adaber lefnei hamelech, but if he would not be in a state of mind that he could speak before a king, mispalel tefilaso to'eva, then even if he davened, his davening is an abomination. V'tzorech lachzor u'lehispalel k'sheyosir yeinu me'olav. And then you have to go back and daven again when the wine wears off. V'afilu im over zman hatefillah, even if the zman of the tefillah passes, mashlem osa batefillah she'achareya k'din shogeg. He still can make up that tefillah in the tefillah afterwards like a regular case of tashlumin, as if he was a shogeg. And the Ramah tells us, v'din kriya shema k'din tefillah. The rules of saying kriya shema when someone has drank wine is like the same din as tefillah, like we just mentioned. Aval sha'ar brachos yochel leverech afal pishu shikur. However, other brachos a person can make even if he is drunk. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph, Shasa Yayin, V'nire Duhu Adin Sha'ar Mashkin HaMashakrim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it appears to be not only Adin in wine, but Hu Adin any other intoxicating beverages. Ukefi Masha Kosav Ataz L'Kamon B'Simin Kuf Chavches Sif Katan Lamed Hei L'Inyan Nesiyas Kapayim. Just like the Taz writes later on, L'Gabe Duchening. That you can't duchen not only if you drank wine, but also if you had any other intoxicating beverages. And even according to the opinion of the Magen Avraham, who is lenient when it comes to duchening, that other beverages are not a problem. It makes sense that tefillah is more chomer than duchening. And there everyone would agree, even the Magen Avraham, that other beverages that are intoxicating will be usher like wine. That's what the Magen Giborim writes. And according to that opinion of the Taz later on, which we just mentioned above, you wouldn't even need by the other intoxicating beverages the shir or revias that you do need by wine. Ayin sham. It appears to me, even though less whiskey would be a problem for tefillah, less than a revias, but it would have to be the amount of whiskey that intoxicates like a revias of wine. So it would have to be, at least in terms of the intoxication abilities, it has to be equivalent to a revias of wine, even though it would be less when it comes to the other beverages. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sekatan Beis, Kedei Revias, one who drank the amount of a revias, Dafka im shaso babas achas, Dafka if he drank it at one shot, in one gulp. If he drank it in two times, or he mixed it together with some water, mutter. Then it's mutter to daven afterwards if he drank a revias of wine that was mixed with water. But if he drank more than a revias, then in all cases it will be usher until the wine loses its effect on him. Like we'll see later on. This is all discussing when he would be able to speak in front of a king. But if he's not able to speak before a king, it doesn't matter if it was in two shots, if it was a little bit mixed with water, it's still going to be a problem. Wine that is drunk during a suda does not intoxicate. V'ayin od shom. V'kaz of aprimegodim, dekol ze hakol lefi ma shemevim bedaito. All this has to be determined based on the person himself, if he feels that he is in a state of mind that he's able to daven or not. Al yispalil, a person who drinks the revias of wine, not in a suda, should not daven. V'afilu im al yidei ze yavor zman tefila. Even if by not davening now he's going to miss zman tefila, he shouldn't daven now. In note 6 he writes, but if he started davening, the Eliyahu Rabbah writes, he shouldn't stop in the middle. But he shouldn't start. Don't start davening, even if you didn't miss the matzvila. Look, we're going to write at the end of the siman. B'shem the Yamshel Shlomo. The achshav shebelav hochi ein mechavim kolkach betfila. Nowadays, that anyway, we don't have so much kavana in our tefila. Ein lochush kolkach lahachmirim al yidei hamtanoso yavor zman tefila. Then you shouldn't worry so much. To be machmir, not to daven if you're going to miss zman tefila. In other words, we don't have so much kavanah anyway. So therefore, better to daven nowadays and not have so much kavanah because you're intoxicated, rather than to let the zman of tefila pass. Ad she yaser yenu sefkotan dalud, v'af im rogil lishtos harbe, even if a person is used to drinking a lot, v'enu shikar klal b'revias, and a revias has no effect on him, he doesn't get drunk from a revias. Afilu hachi lo yespala l'chadchila im shaser revias yayin, still he should not daven l'chadchila if he drank a revias of wine. Even if he says it has no effect on me, he drinks a revias of wine every day, still you should not daven after having drunk a revias of wine. And if you do drink, having drunk so much, as the Mechaber said, that you can't speak in front of a king, then your tefillah is a to'eva, sifkaton hei, v'havei ki'ilu oved akum. Your tefillah is so abominable that it's as if you worshipped idols. V'im eino mispal b'shah shichrus, and if you're drunk and you are careful not to daven, nitzel mikol tzara. It goes very extreme both directions. If you do daven when you shouldn't daven, it's like avodah zara, and if you don't daven when you shouldn't daven, it's so great that you're saved from all troubles. That's the Gemara. So it's mamish extremes either way. And then we said in the Mechaber that even if you miss zman tefila because of your intoxication, you could be mashlim in the tefila afterwards, kidin shogeg. Very important Mishnah Berurah, sifkaton vav. Vafilu hischil lishtos achar shigya zmana. Even if the beginning of the zman of tefila started, and you started drinking then, he thought that he would have time to daven after the wine lost its little bit effect. He would be able to daven with a clear mind. Then he got carried away in the party. And he forgot about davening. And he got drunk so much. So when he started drinking, it was the beginning of this month that he could start davening. So he really should have davened first. Instead, he said he's going to drink a little bit, and then he got caught up in it, and he drank a lot, and now by the time he's able to get the wine to lose its effect, he's going to miss zman tefila. Gam kein shogeg mikri. Even in that case, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's called a shogeg, and he can do tashlumin. Mihu vaday, however, for sure, imu samach lemincha, if he's only starting to drink when it's close to sof zman tefila, v'yavur hazman vaday imishtaker, and there if he drinks too much, he's for sure going to miss the zman, shelo yuchal lahovig es yeno b'zman kotzer kazeh, he's for sure not going to have enough time. He pours himself a cup of wine, that if he drinks the whole cup, he's for sure not going to have enough time to lose the effects of the wine before sof of the zman. So mezid havi l'kuyam of eno tashlumin. That's called amazing, and he has no tashlumin. So in a case where he starts out light and he gets carried away while he's drinking, so there we call it a shogig. But if he starts at a point where there's no way he can get rid of this wine before the sofa of this man, that's called mazid. He shouldn't have started, and then he can't do tashlumin. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, on that which the Ramah told us, that the din of Kriyashma is like the din of Tvila. Sivkotan Zayin Ubirchos Kriyashma Gam Kein Dinam Ke Kriyashma. The brachos of Kriyashma follow the same rules of Kriyashma. Kidin tefila sifkaton ches, hainu, da'af shasui asr l'chadchila b'kriyashma. Someone who drank even a revias, l'chadchila, should not say kriyashma. V'halavush kasav di'esh mekilim b'kriyashma afim hu shikur. The Levush says there are some who are so lenient by kriyashma that even if he's drunk, he's allowed to say kriyashma. Why? D'shani tefila shu bakoshas tzrachav. When you're drunk, it's only a problem of davening because you're asking for requests from Hashem. But Kriya Shema is not a problem, and therefore the Levush brings from some shittas that hold that one could daven Kriya Shema when he's drunk. He just can't daven Shema Esrei. V'chein kosa b'lukutei haramban b'sofo. Achein, however, bebir hagra hirchiv levar divrei Yerushalmi sheish binyan zeh. However, the Gra speaks at length to explain the Yerushalmi on this topic. Ulefi dvarav, and according to the Gra, maskonas haYerushalmi lesor shikor b'kriya Shema. The Gra comes out that the maskona of the Yerushalmi is that a drunk is not allowed to daven Kriya Shema. So we have here a machlokas between the shita brought down by the Levush and the understanding of the Gra in the Yerushalmi with a person who is drunk can say Kriya Shema. Therefore, it says the Chavetz Chaim, Al kein yesh lizar l'chadchila shol yavo l'dekach. Therefore, obviously, says the Mishnah Berurah l'chadchila, you should not come to that point. You should not come to a point that you're drunk and it's time to say Kriya Shema. You should avoid this problem. B'diyevet in the shtakir, but if you did it already, you got drunk, and now it's time to say Kriya Shema. Ein liftor es atzmo mikriya Shema mishum zeh. You should not pater yourself from Kriya Shema because of this. It's a suffik daraisa. Some sheet to say you're chayev, some say that you can't daven now. So you should say it's suffik daraisa lochumra. Uke'ein shakasav ha-mogen avrom l'kamom esim kuf behei l'inyam birchas ha-mozom. Like the Mogen Avrom says a similar idea when it comes to birchas ha-mozom. V'im yofug yeino atchelo overs ma Kriya Shema. And then if the effects of the wine go away before sos ma Kriya Shema, yachzor v'yikra parshios. You should read Kriya Shema again. So you go to Chumra both ways in the Daraisa. Even while you're drunk, you should say it to be choshish for the shita that says you're chayiv. And if for some reason the wine effects go away before sosma Kriya Shema, since according to some shitas you weren't allowed to say Kriya Shema, you should repeat Kriya Shema now if it has not yet passed sosma and Kriya Shema. Let's look at note number 8 over here. So we said in the Mishnah Berurah that b'di'eved, if you did get drunk, you shouldn't pat yourself in Kriya Shema, you should say Kriya Shema. Ach birchers Kriya Shema das hagon shom zaman arba shelo yivarech. The Mishnah Berurah only says you should say Kriya Shema. Shlomo Zalman says that when it comes to the brachos of Kriya Shema, you should not say them. Kevan Shehem Midrabanan. That's Midrabanan, and we'll go Savi Drabanan Lakula on the brachos. The Ra Kriya Shema Shehid the Oraisa Hitiru. Dafka Kriya Shema, which is the Oraisa, they will matter when you are drunk. Ukumoshe Hitiru Levarech Birchas HaMazon, like they will matter you to say Birchas HaMazon. If you look at note number 9, he writes, on that which the Mishnah Berurah said, one should not pater himself from Kriya Shema if he's drunk. The Mishnah Berurah told us earlier in Hilchos Kriya Shema that if you're so drunk that you can't speak in front of a king, that you should not read Kriya Shema. So even though he's coming out here, you should read Kriya Shema, that's only somewhere between getting drunk and being not able to speak in front of a king. But if it gets that right, that you can't speak in front of a king, then you should not say Kriya Shema. Let's look at one more note, note number 11, in which we said, similar to what the Magen Avraham says, by Birchas HaMazon, that you also should say it out of Safik Da'araisa L'Chumra, even if you are drunk. Shekasav, note number 11, the Magen Avraham says, Sheyivarech osa afilim hu b'matzav she'eno yochol adabir b'fnei ha-melech. Even if you're in a state that you can't speak in front of a king, so it's more lenient by Birchas HaMazon than by Kriya Shema, you should still say Birchas Kriya Shema. You should still say Birchas HaMazon. V'af im fag yeino me'alov l'thneishin es akil HaMazon shebimeyov. And even if the wine gets, the effects of the wine go away before the food gets digested in your stomach, so it's still a zman that you could bench. Lo yachzor levarech. You should not go back and bench again. Al lechadchila yizor levarech kodem shiavu l'idekach. But the chadchila, one should be careful that it shouldn't come to that. That's very important when it comes to a Purim Suda, that a person could bench afterwards. He's saying if a person should avoid it, but if a person is drunk, even if he's drunk that he can't speak in front of a king, he would be allowed to bench. That's more lenient than when it comes to Kriya Shema and certainly to tefillah. We'll see more about that shortly. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkatan Tes. We said Aval Sha'ar Brachos Yochel Levarech Afal Pishu Shikur. Even though the Ramah said Kriya Shema follows the rules of Tefillah, that's what the Ramah said. But other Brachos you could say even if you're drunk. Kolal Bazeh Af Birchas HaMazon Shida Raisa. The Ramah meant to include in this even Birchas HaMazon, which is the Raisa. Vayin Lekamon Besimik Kuf Behei B'mashik Hasavti Shom. Yochel Levarech Sifkatan Yud Aval Ein Mitzarfen Oso L'Minyan Asara. Person who is drunk should not be counted towards a minion of 10. U'le'inyan Shlosh. However, when it comes to a mezumin of 3, it could be that we can count in the person who is drunk. Shu shikur, we said in the Ramah that by other brachos, you could make the brachos even though you are drunk. I am bebir agra. Ulafi dvarav, according to the words of the Gra, Yesh lahachmir lachatchila b'shikir she'eno yochel ladaber lifnei hamelech af b'shar brachos. According to the Gra, it comes out that one should be machmir lachatchila if he's so drunk that he can't speak in front of a king, even by other brachos that he should not say them. V'chein kasava primigadim yardeya simen aleph sivkadim lamenhebe mishvitzo zahav. V'cholzek ishelohi gya l'shechruso shalot. All this is talking about where he's not so drunk to the point of Lot. Like Lot, when his daughters got him drunk, this is all talking about the option of saying it, not saying the tefillos, is all when you're not yet at the point of Shechruso Shalot. The Ilav Hachi, if you reach such a far point in drunkenness that you're at the gather of Shechruso Shalot, Keshota Yechoshev Lagamri, then you're considered like a Shota, Lukulyam, according to everyone, Upater Oz Mikola Mitzlos. And you're Pater from all Mitzlos, you shouldn't be making any brachos, saying any Kriya Shema, saying any Tefillah, nothing. Al Kena Filu Bidyevitim Kara Oz. And therefore, even Bidyevit, if you read Kriya Shema then, Uberach, or you made a bracha then, Lo Mifter Bekach, you are not Pater with that bracha or that reading of Kriya Shema. Shari potter hoya b'osa shah, because when you're so drunk, you're potter from all mitzvahs. V'chayiv acharkach lachzor v'likros ulevarich. You'll be chayiv afterwards, when the effects of the wine go away, to re-kriyashma and make any brachos that you made, to remake any brachos that you can still make. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Sif Beis, derech mil v'sheino kol shum afigin asayayin. If you want to know a way that you can get away the effects of the wine, if you walk a mil or you sleep a little bit, that dulls the effects of the wine. V'hani milik eshashasa revius. However, that only works if you drank but a revius. Avolim shasa yoser. But if you drank more than a revius, kol shekein sheshena mishakarto. Certainly the sleep will make you even more drunk. V'derech toradato. And the traveling will throw you off even more. So this eitza of traveling or sleeping only helps you by a revius. By more than a revius, it makes things worse. V'hani milik b'mahalech b'raglov. And this is all talking about if you're walking with your feet. That which we just said, if you drank more than a revius, the derech will be negative for you. That's only if you are walking with your feet. But if you're riding in a wagon or you're riding in a car, then for sure the time you spend traveling will be mefig the yayin and it will make things better. Says the Mishavura in Sifkaton Yud Beis, we said derech mil, traveling a mil, is one of the ways to dull the effects of the alcohol. Bein b'mahalich, bein b'rochev. This is whether you are walking or you are riding. V'yesh omrim de b'rochev ba'ina dafka shlosha milin. Some say that even by a revius of wine, if you are traveling by caravan and you're not walking, you would need 3 milin. Sivkaton Yud Gimel, he said that if you drank more than a revius, the sleep will make you worse. Dafka shena ma'at. Dafka sleeping a little bit will make the effects of the wine worse. Aval Shena Harbi Mifigaso. But even if you drank more than a revius, if you sleep a lot, it will dull the effects of the alcohol. For other eitzas of how to dull the effects of alcohol, take a look at note number 13. Note number 13 says, V'od eitza lahafig yeno muvas b'shulchan aruch lekamon. Another eitza of how to get rid of the effects of alcohol, of wine, is brought in the shulchan aruch later on. Sheyiso kapos yodov v'raglov b'shemen umelach. That you should anoint the palms of your hands and feet with oil and with salt. O yishav tabak, or you should snuff tobacco. V'akaf achayim kosov sheyishte chometz, you should drink vinegar. O yochal kruv, or you should eat cabbage or coleslaw. O shkei demarim, or bitter almonds. These are all eitzas how to dull the effects of alcohol that are brought down by the Shulchan Aruch and other poskim. Bitter almonds. There are two types of almonds the Mishnah has discussed. There are sweet ones, there are bitter ones. So here he says that eating bitter almonds, I don't know if they sell them in the stores nowadays.
So the ones we buy in the store are the sweet ones?
I imagine so. I imagine. Zokta Mishnah Bura Sefkot in Yudawud. Aval Rochev, we said that when a person drank more than a revius, the traveling makes things worse. That's only if he goes with his feet. But if he's rochev, it's better. She'ein lo tara kol kach, because it's not so much of a burden, it won't throw him off so much. That is, mefiga hayayin sifkatan tezvav, v'hu she'rochev shlosha mil, and that's all assuming he's riding 3 mil. U'mikomokom ha'kol l'fi rov hayayin, it all depends how much he drank. She'im hirba lishtos ma'od, if he drank a tremendous amount, ein dera shlosha mil mefigaso. Obviously, the traveling of 3 mil is not going to get rid of a very high state of alcohol in his body. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Gimel, Kol echad shu shasui sagile lefima shemagish benafsho sheyofig yeno. Each person that drank It's enough for him, according to how he feels about himself, that whether the wine is mafig or not, if the effects of the wine he feels that has gone away, he's okay. He has to determine that for himself. Says the Ramah, V'lochein ein nisharin b'yeno shalonu she'ein chazokim. Therefore, we are not careful about these inyanim by our wines which are not strong. Because we know in the olden days their wine was much stronger, our wine is much more diluted, and therefore, since it all depends on the person, and our wines are not so strong, so we don't take these things as carefully as they used to. V'lochein ein nisharin b'yeno shalonu she'ein chazokim. Therefore, we're not careful with our wines which are not strong. She'mispalulin, that we daven afal pi she'shasa revias v'yoser. And therefore, we daven, even though we drank a revias or more, we still daven, even though the Mechaber says you shouldn't daven. The kol shekein in mispalim mitoch siddur shebiyado. Certainly, if a person is davening with a siddur in his hands, she'ein choshesin l'shuchras ma'at kein nirali, we certainly wouldn't be concerned with a little bit of drunkenness if he has a siddur. Because I guess the whole point is, if he doesn't have a siddur, he's going to lose himself in his drunkenness. If he has a siddur, he'll more easily be able to stay focused. So these 2 points, that our wines are weaker nowadays, and if a person is davening from a siddur, it's more lenient in terms of tefillah. But says the Mishnah Berura in Sifkaton Tes Zayin, we said, therefore, we are not careful with our wines which are not strong. Zekoi ashasui. That's talking about someone who drank. She'ein bo iser el lechatchila. By him, it's only an iser lechatchila. Someone who drank a revius or a little more, it's only an iser lechatchila to daven. You can daven b'dieved. B'dieved, if you daven, it's okay, but lechatchila, you shouldn't daven. That's what it's talking about over here, that we don't take it so seriously. Aval b'shikur, she'tfilasa to'eva, a person who got so drunk, even with our wines, he got so drunk that he can't stand in front of the king, his tefillah is going to be an abomination. Vada yesh lizor afil lididon. For sure, you have to be careful not to daven, even according to us, even with our wines. Vitzarach lachzor ulispal. If a person is so drunk that he can't stand in front of a king, even nowadays with our weaker wines, he is considered his tefillah is considered a to'eva, and he would have to daven again. That which we say that we're more lenient over here in the Ramah, in Sif Gimel, that's only someone who's shasui, someone who drank, but not someone who's drunk. Sifkaton Yudzayin, he says, on that which Ramah said, and certainly since nowadays we're davening from a sitter, so we're not choshesh so much if a person is a little bit drunk. Hainu liyashiv haminug. Here the Ramah is trying to answer up the minug that we see that we do daven even though people are drunk. So he answers it up by saying our wines are not so strong, and he's davening from a sitter, so he's trying to answer up. Aval mikomokom einachon. But he's not saying it's fine. It's not fine to daven if a person is drunk. Kosav b'yom shel Shlomo. The Yom shel Shlomo says in Perek Beis de Beah, u'b'yom tov yochol lihispalel mincha afal pisha show success. By mincha of yontif, a person is able to daven even if he drank a little bit. De'efsher lahamtinat sheyofug yeno. He's not able to wait. He'll miss this man of mincha if he waits till the effects of wine are away. If you look at note 15, u'purim kosav amogen giborim shedino kiyom tov. Purim has a din of Yontif lagabe this, and therefore we can apply the Yom Shel Shlomo that says that on Yontif and on Purim, yochol lispalo mincha afal pi sheshow success. Even if a person drank a little bit, he still could daven mincha. De'efsher lahamtinat sheyofug yeno, he can't wait till his wine will lose its effect. In note number 16, he writes, Od bir hayam shel Shlomo, the Yom Shel Shlomo explains further, shekevan shebiyomtov yesh mitzvah lesmalach. Since on Yontif, certainly Purim, there is a mitzvah to rejoice. On Yontif, it's mishum shechetzev lachem. Half has to be for you, has to be rejoicing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekabel tefilaso gam b'matzav hazeh. Therefore, Hashem is mekabel your tefillah even in that state. Mi'achar shu sameach v'tovlei v'simchaso shel makom. Since he is happy and good-hearted in the simcha of Hashem, therefore, even though it's a time when normally a person shouldn't daven, we're more lenient if it's on Yontif or on Purim, assuming the person's drinking is Simchas shel makom, it's an appropriate drinking. And the Mishnah Berurah ends off and says, V'kol shekein ha'idna, de'belav hachi, ein mechavnen kol kach, she'ein lahakbe v'shasui. And he ends off, which we said already many times, that not only do we have the fact that our wines nowadays are not so strong, and the fact that he's davening from a siddur, and the Yom Shel Shlomo says that it's Yontif, and he's going to miss the Bat Mincha, so he let him daven, certainly nowadays, that anyway we don't have so much kavana, so we're not going to go so crazy about the kavana a person has, and that he drank a little bit, and wait till the effects are totally gone, because anyway we don't have so much kavana, and the whole concern again with having a little bit of alcohol in your system, is that you can't have the proper kavana, but if we anyway don't have kavana, and you add that to the list of things that we have room to be lenient with a little bit of wine, so he says that it would be okay on Yontif and on Purim.
That's not much.
He says shasui. V'kol shekeno idna debelavachi ein lachadim kol kach she'ein lahakbe b'shasui. Someone who drank a little bit. This is not talking about someone who's really, really, really drunk. So we're not saying any of this. That was very clear. He said that in Sifkat and Tazayin. Aval shikr shet filoso tueva vada yesh li zara filu didon. Now I don't think that matters if it's yontif, because that's not a simcha shel makom to be totally, totally drunk. This is not talking about that. A person who's totally drunk should not be davening. Talking about this person who just drank, he just shasui, not a shikr. So that person, there are all these reasons that we can be lenient, certainly if it's on yontif or if it's on Purim. We'll stop here and we'll pick up with the next siman in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.